We're going to learn in Mirtz Hashem today, Likutei Halachos Eruvei Tchumin. And we're going to focus our attention on the fourth chapter of Eruvei Tchumin. And we'll zoom in on Zion, which is paragraph number 7 in chapter 4 of Eruvei Tchumin. And of course, Rabbi Nosson has a lot to say until we get to Zion in the first 6 paragraphs. But we're going to sort of highlight what we need in those first 6 paragraphs so we can get to Purim, which is in chapter 4, but paragraph 7. And he continues on Purim for the bulk of chapter 4, the balance of chapter 4. Now, this particular chapter, chapter 4 of Eruvei Tchumin, is based on the 22nd chapter of Likutei Maharan of Rabbi Nachman. And that's the famous chapter which is called Chosen V'toch Chosen. And he talks about two dimensions. One dimension is called Yadin, the Yad, and the other is called Raglin, which is the leg. And the difference is that the Yad reflects on something that is what we call ma'aseh, action. Action is always considered begolui, it's revealed. As opposed to raglin, let's say the thigh of a person going down to his feet, that's more bekisui, that's more concealed. So we have two dimensions. And the idea of kedusha, of sanctity, is to sanctify both dimensions. The dimension of Yadin and the dimension of Raglin. And that's called Chosen B'toch Chosen in the language of Rabbi Nosson. Now I'll just read to you one or two lines from the first part of this chapter 4 of Eruvei Tchumin. And he writes that Chosen HaRaglim Hu Chosen HaPnimi. When we're talking about Raglim, that's the inner dimension, which we said before was bekisui. It is concealed, as opposed to yadin, which is not pnimi, but rather chitzoni. It's sort of like on the outside. Otherwise, we could call it begilui, on the revealed element. So those are the two dimensions. And he writes that the adayim, the action of man, reflects and manifests the dimension of emunah, of faith. A person's actions reflect on emunah, as the Torah says, with regard to the milchama against Amalek, the first battle historically of the Jewish people against Amalek. There it says, when Moshe Rabbeinu, you might recall, lifted his arms up, vayehi yadav emunah. So the emunah, the faith aspect, and the belief in God is related to yadayim. So all my actions are motivated by emunah, by my faith in God. That's called vayehi yadav emunah. That's called the chosem of emunah. And again, that chosem of emunah that gives me the power of action has to be guarded very, very carefully. And that chosem of emunah is going to have a direct impact on the chosem of the raglayim, of what we call the chosem apnimi. So all our actions on the outside have to be motivated and directed by emunah, vayihi yadav emunah, those are the yadayim. And they are going to have an impact on the raglayim, on the pnimi, on that which is concealed. Now the opposite, you know, everything on the kedusha, on the positive and sanctified side of the equation has its parallel, corresponding parallel, which is called zelu umaseh, which is a pasuk in Koheles, on the negative side. So the negative side of emunah is called avoda zara, is idolatry. Idolatry is the antithesis of emunah, of faith. And if chas v'shalom, there's going to be a kilkul in emunah, then the chosem, which is meant to be emunah and faith, turns into kfira, into avodah zarah, into denial of God, chas v'shalom. And that's the bechina of avodah zarah. It's also called yideichem, in a pasuk in Yeshayah, yideichem damim moleu, are full of dam, your hands are full of blood. What does that mean? Metaphorically, it's a reference to dam nida, which is also a reference to avodah zarah. Again, there are a whole series of, you know, connections here and logical jumps, which I call chadgadya. You know, the chadgadya, that one thing leads to the next to the other. But we're not going to go through all of the chadgadya here. There are many different elements. There's something called azut de kedusha. Azut means when I have a total bold action, that I'm not interested in what others think or how they judge it. It's totally, totally azut. Like, for example, when in terms of kedusha, when I have total dedication to sanctity and to fulfill the will of God, I'm not impressed by anyone on my left, on my right. I don't have any political considerations. I am just giving all my effort to azut de kedusha. And here, Rabbi Nosson talks about the relationship between the guf, the physical body of man, and the neshama, and the spirit of the soul of man. And basically, azut could be in the guf. You know, the body could have this tremendous azut. And he writes that b'chol hasagash haneshama maseget, whenever the neshama, the spirit of man, the soul of man, achieves a certain level, a certain goal, then haguf gam ken yeda mizeh ba'asogah. The guf, the body which is connected to the soul, also achieves that hasogah, that comprehension, that level of ha'orah, of light. And zeh tovel haneshama. Paradoxically, the impact of the neshama on the guf in azut de kedusha has its boomerang effect on the neshama itself. So the guf now has some sort of impact on the neshama in a positive sense, elevating the neshama even higher. And we'll try to understand what that means. So that's called the azut haguf, which, if the azut haguf, which sometimes, you know, projects a person in the wrong direction, towards physical pleasures of different sorts and lusts and so forth. But if the neshama will now sort of impact on the guf, it could create a new azut, where the azut haguf, instead of being dedicated and oriented towards the physical pleasures of life, now the azut haguf is going to impact on the neshama in a positive way, as we said before. Now, Rabbi Nosson points out, based on Rabbi Nachman in Chof Beis, meaning Chosem v'toch Chosem, that Simcha, of course, plays, as it always does, a great role. And the Simcha is achieved by what's called Nase v'nishma. When we receive the Torah at Har Sinai, it was with a double declaration of Nase, we will do, v'nishma, and we will understand, we will hear. And Chazal tell us in the Gemara in Shabbos on Peches that after we declared Nasa v'nishma, we were crowned with two crowns. Each Jew achieved two crowns. One crown corresponds to Nasa and the other to Nishma. And the pasuk in Yeshayah says, "V'simchas olam al rosham." They achieve this eternal simcha, this joy, which cannot be defined in physical, limited terms. It's an eternal, existential joy of simchas rosham on their head. What does it mean that the simcha of olam, the eternal simcha, is over their heads? That means the two Ksarim, the two crowns of Nasa v'Nishma that are on their head, that manifests the greatest and most intense level of simcha, simchas olam, al rosham. Shnei ksorim nasu minishma v'nase. Says Rabbi Nosson, nishma v'nase correspond to nistar and nigla. What it means is that nishma corresponds to nistar, to that which is concealed. So that nishma, which means to understand on a deepest level, comes from something pnimi, something that's internal inside man, that reflects on the nistar, that which is secret, that which is concealed. Whereas the nase aspect of these two ksarim, that corresponds to that which is begolui, that which is niglos lanu ulavanenu, the pasuk says. So nistaros, which reflects on something divine, something that is concealed, something that reflects the higher worlds of divinity, that's called hanistaros lashem elokeinu, that belongs to the divine realm. And that's nishma. Nishma means we will hear the sounds, the kolos, and the diburim of Torah that come from the divine world, that are nistar. And then vaniglos lanu ulavanenu, that corresponds to nase, that which is within our world down here of asiya. So we have to take the higher worlds of nishma so that they impact on the lower worlds of asiya, of nase. And those are the two ksarim. And now Rabbi Nosson says that those two dimensions of nase and nishma, of begolui and benistar, they correspond in turn to Torah and tefillah. Torah, the study of Torah, is asiya, is the world of action. Torah was not given to the angels up in the higher spheres. It was given down to man on this world. Gadol Torah Talmud HaMevil de Masa. The Torah dimension is in the world of Masa. But then there's tefillah. Tefillah already belongs to the higher worlds of Nistar, of Nelam, of divinity, of a connection directly to the Almighty. That's called Nishma. So Nishma corresponds to tefillah, and Nase corresponds to Torah. So we now have two ksarim. We have the ksarim of Nase and Nishma that parallel Nigla and Nistar, that parallel Torah and Tefillah. All this is the Chagadya of Rabbi Nosson, as I call it. One Chibur leading to the other. David? Torah is something that leads to Avoda. And the Avoda is down here on this world. That's called Nigla. Niglos, Lanu, Ulvanenu, they belong down on this world. But then there's a world of Tefillah, which is not an asiya world. It's a world of nishma. It's a world of nistar. It's a world of nistaros lashem elokeinu, connecting to the higher worlds. He says the following, that man is constantly challenged to ascend the ladder, to go higher and higher, from one nase to a higher level of nishma. And he writes that when we compare two people, one to the other, he says, "Kol mashu bechinas nishma, bechinas nistar, lozeh." Let's call him Avram. So if it's nistar to Avram, who bechinas nase, as far as Yitzchak is concerned, who achieved a higher level, that's already nase. And from the Nasa, Yitzchak is ready to achieve a higher level of Nistar, of Nishma. So I'll read it again. He says, Kol mashu bechinas Nishma, which means Nistar, lozeh, hu bechinas Nasa, for a higher level, it's already Nasa. It's bechinas Nigla. For you, it's Nistar. If you're on a lower level, that's Avram. And for Yitzchak, it's already on a higher level. He's on the level of Nishma. Lefisha hula malami madrigoso. So you follow, it's Nishma for one person and it's Nasa for the other person. It's Nishma because it's Nistar for the first person. He hasn't reached that higher level, so he finds it Nistar. And for the next person, it's already on the level of Nigla. He's already on the level of Nasa. So I'll read it one more time. He says, Kol mashu bechinas Nishma Nistar lezer, hu bechinas Nasa bechinas Nigla lemishu lemala mimedregoso. V'chein mimadrega madrega mashu Nistar lezer Nigla lezer. That which is concealed and beyond comprehension to one person is already to the other person Nigla, and we could call it Nasa. Nasa is Nigla. Every person is called upon to go from one level to another, from one world to a higher world. Lizkos tamid, to achieve on a regular basis, lemadrega gavoa yoser. He should never be stagnant. He should always be in motion, moving upwards, ascending the ladder, going higher and higher. She is care, she alone nasa vinishma gvoim yosir b'chol pam. Ukishetzrichem lotzeis mi madregas nasa vinishma zeh l'gavoa mizeh. When we have to go from a level of nasa vinishma to a higher level of nasa vinishma, tzorech lios yurida kodem aliyah. There's always going to be going down a level in order to shoot up a higher level. Ki hayurida hitachlis haliyah. Then when you reach a lower level, it just gives you the energy force to project you to a higher level. Do you hear this, Rav Ossi? This is so critical. And this he bases on a Gemara with regard to David HaMelech. This is a Gemara at the beginning of Avodah Zarah. The Gemara says that David was challenged with his Yerida, so to speak, in order to reach a higher level of Aliyah. Okay. So now let's begin paragraph number 7, which you'll have on your page. And he speaks about Mordechai and Esther. Mordechai and Esther correspond to the two crowns that we spoke about of Nasa v'Nishma. Esther, Miloshan Hester, that which is concealed, corresponds to Nishma. And Mordechai corresponds to Nasa, to the world that is Begolui, not Benistar, the world of action, the world of Emunah, of faith. The Al Yodam and the integration of Nase of Mordechai with the Nishma of Esther, the Nigla of Mordechai with the Nistar of Esther, is going to bring about the Tikkun of Nase v'Nishma, the Shnei Ksarim of the two crowns, in such a way that we can defeat Haman HaRasha. Ki Haman HaRasha Ratzel is Gabriel Yisrael. What was the plan, the goal of Haman? To overcome and defeat Klal Yisrael. Lekalkel shnei achosamos. He wanted to destroy both the Yodin and the Raglin, both the Nigla and the Nisar, both Nasa and Nishma. Because Haman is a What word am I looking for? Is a manifestation. He's a what word am I looking for? He's what'd he say? No, I'm saying he's a Gilgul. He is an extension, a reincarnation of the Nachash HaKadmoni, of the original Nachash. And the original Nachash wants to destroy and undermine our emunah, our faith. A kilkul to be makalkel, the pgam in emunah. Now, how does the manifestation of Avodah Zarah, the kilkul of emunah of Nachash, reflect itself, manifest itself in Haman declares himself as an Avodah Zarah. And this is the Gemara Megillah Daf Yud. Haman asas atzmo Avodah Zarah. You remember that he required everyone to bow down to him. He set himself up as Avodah Zarah, which is the antithesis of Amunah. But who mizera Amalek? Amalek is a kofer gadol. He is the denier of God. He is fighting a battle against the Almighty. The ikar his gabruso who al yedeshim is gaber azus de sitra achra azus de guf. Haman haya az panim biyoser. The heis panav keneged Mordechai. Chazal say that Mordechai was the master and Haman was the slave of Mordechai, but he was meis panav against Mordechai. Silek es habusha me'al panav, hichtif ve'heiz bi'azus kezo she'asa atzma eloha. His azus, his audacity, was the most extreme kind of azus, in which instead of being an eved, a slave, he declares himself to be a deity. Shekulam yichu v'yishtachvu lo v'gam Mordechai Adono, even Mordechai, his master, would be required to bow down to him. That is the tokef of Azus. This is the antithesis of Azus the Kedusha. We said that Azus the Kedusha is a total dedication of all one's energy to achieve Torah, to achieve Tefillah, to reach the level of the two ksarim of Nasa v'Nishma. And now, Haman is the exact antithesis. Instead of Azus the Kedusha, he is the manifestation of Azus the Sitra Achra. And now, we're going to see that Ikar Hisgavrus Haman in number 7, Al Yedesha Nichshalu Yisrael Oz Binashim Nachrios. Again, this is all brought down in the words of the Arizal, the works of Rab Chaim Vital, in the name of the Arizal, that this was a period of time in which, it's hard to speak about this out loud, but the Jews were intermarrying. They were marrying non-Jewish women. And that's called Pgam HaBris, otherwise known as Nash Gaz, Nida Shivcha Goya Zona. All of the terrible violations of a man with a woman they were guilty of, that's called Nash Gaz. And that is the Azus of Sitra Achra. That's the opposite of using your energy to serve the Almighty. You're using your energy for the goof as an end to itself, to enjoy the passions of life. You don't care, not about the Iser Nida, or the Iser Shivcha, or Goya, or Zona, you violate them all. And that's the Ikar Azus to Sitra Achra. And that's what the idol worship is all about. The idol worshippers are not interested in serving the Almighty. They deny the existence of God. They're interested in serving the goof, the physicality, and the pleasures and lusts of life. That's called Aklovim Azei Nefesh. And that's called Pgama Bris and Nashgaz, which is the tokef, the power of the Sitra Achra, Azus, the Sitra Achra. And this, unfortunately, is the power of the Nachash HaKadmoni, who represents Avodah Zarah, and the Azus of the Sitra Achra, who's going to bring down the people to the level of what we called before Nashgaz or Pgama Bris, and that is Haman. Ubiemes, in the next paragraph, I'm skipping a little bit because we don't have that much time. Hayu oz Yisrael b'sakana gedola miod miode shalom kamo lo nois lo niyasa. There was never a situation in Jewish history when the Jewish nation as a whole was in such danger. Ach Hashem Yisbarach b'rachma of God and His compassion, His love for Israel. Sholach oz eshnei tzadikim Mordechai v'Esther. These were the highest tzadikim. Malosam givoa miod maod. Esther, who represents Hastara, which means Nishma, and Mordechai, who represents Nigla, which is Nasa. These are the two tzaddikim who are going to work in tandem, together, integrated, to create Azus de Kedusha. And Azus is the opposite of Esther, right? And Azus the Kedusha is the opposite of Azus the Sitra Achra, which is the Azus of the Nochash HaKadmoni, which now is nourished by the fact that the Jewish people tragically were involved in Ashgaz, in Pgama Bris, and that's the influence of the Nochash HaKadmoni, and that's what Haman sees now, the right moment to manifest himself as Avodah Zorah, the Kfira of the Nochash HaKadmoni, because he is Amalek. But now God gives us two great tzaddikim to counter against the Azus de Sitra Achra. The Al Yodam HaYotokef HaNes, the entire miracle, is brought about v'nafochu from one extreme to the other extreme through these two great tzaddikim, to such an extent that as a result of this great miracle, the Jewish people accept upon themselves the Torah a new time. It's another Nasa v'Nishma, a reenactment of the original Nasa v'Nishma. As the Gemara tells us in Shabbos, Daf Peches, on the Pasuk, Kimu v'Kiblu, Kibu v'Asha Kiblu Kvar, Nasa al Yidei Yuzeh Purim al Shema Pur, Simcha u'Mishte v'Yontif, Hayomim ha'ilu Nizkarim v'Nasa b'chol dor v'dor, Mishpacha v'Mishpacha, Medina v'Medina v'Ir v'Ir. And all this is a brand new acceptance of the Torah, a new Nasa v'Nishma. V'zeu ikar avodas ish asyureli b'chol dor v'dor. What is the main primary function and responsibility of the Ish Yisraelim in every generation, every individual at every time? He has to serve Hashem with Nasa v'Nishma, which means Torah and Tefillah. Nasa is Torah, and Nishma is Tefillah. And by serving Hashem with Torah and Tefillah and integrating Nasa v'Nishma, there's a brand new Kabbalah Satorah every time. It's a new Nasa v'Nishma. Dahainu she'iya Nasa me'anishma. From the Nishma, we get to Nasa. The greater and the more profound our understanding of that which is Nistar, which is called Nishma, that will project our Nasa to a higher level. Yeah, Nasa mimenu b'chinas Nasa b'chinas Nigla, v'yizkel b'chinas Nishma. Now when he reaches a higher level of Nasa, that is a springboard to reach a higher level of Nishma. So he's always going above, ascending from Nasa to Nishma, and from Nishma to a greater Nasa b'chol pam v'pam. U'bechol pam, he's always being makabel the Torah anew. It's a brand new Nasa v'Nishma. And it's a brand new Kabbalah HaTorah. And that's what Chazal mean, that b'chol yom v'yom yu b'necha kichadoshim. Every day you achieve a brand new Kabbalah HaTorah. Asher anochi mitzavcha yom, the Pasuk says, b'chol yom yu b'necha kichadoshim. However, as we said at the outset, whenever you want to achieve a higher level, there's got to be a Yerida. Says Rabbi Nosson, L'b'chinas Nasa v'Nishma gavoa yoser, you want to reach a higher level of Nasa v'Nishma. With a new Kabbalah Satorah, Tzorech she'iyah kodem, first he needs a Yerida before the Aliyah. He's got to go down and then go up. Hayurida bi'atzma hi l'tachlis aliyah. When he goes down, he has to understand it's for the purpose of aliyah. From down, he can shoot up even higher. Shacharchein kishizochel aliyah yedei yurida nasame yurida atzma Torah. Even the yurida itself is part of the process of Torah. And he proves this from a pasuk in Yeshayahu Anovi. And now we fast forward to the bottom paragraph on your page. V'zeu ikar kol ha'nisyonos. Man is faced with challenges, constantly nisyonos. And all this is in order to allow man l'chadesh tamid, to have a brand new relationship to Torah, a new Nasa v'Nishma on a higher level. Kabbalah Satorah b'chol pam b'chinas Nasa v'Nishma yichadosh. Gavoa yoser, on a higher level. He says, "Afilu mishen azochel chadish chidushim dorai." So maybe he's not on that profound level that he could write a sefer of insights of new chidushim in Torah. But nevertheless, afal pichein avoda biatzma, his dedication to avoda with a new sense of truth on the higher level that he perceives now, is considered kol pam misora biyosel avodoso. He has a new isorus to serve Hashem in a brand new way, on a higher level, more intense, more profound, more genuine, more dedicated to truth. And that's already a Kabbalah HaTorah Michadash. It's a brand new Kabbalah HaTorah. Bechinas Nasim V'Nishma Michadash. Shemekabel Al Atzmo L'Kayim HaTorah Michadash. V'Chol Asher Dibra Hashem Yaseh V'Yishma. And now we turn to the second side of the page. Aval ein adam zochel madrega gavoa yosa ki im al yidei sheyelo yerida konim aliyah. V'zeu b'chol adu b'chol zman b'chol darga v'darga afilu misha tzorch lizkos leize darga katana afilu oros chadosh tzorch sheyelo mikodem eze yerida lefi madregoso v'yerida hi b'chinas nisyonos v'tzerufim. As we said before, every time you want to make a climb higher, no matter how minimum that climb is, you need a Yerida first. The Be'emes B'shasa Yerida Sheishol Kodim La'aliyah, when he goes down in order to go up, he bechinas Kabbalas HaTorah Michadash, a brand new Nasa V'nishma, B'shas Yerida Sa'odom, he Be'emes B'sakona Gedola. At the moment that he goes down, he's got to be super duper careful, vigilant, because there's a certain inherent danger involved in going down. That's the nisayon. That's what God is testing us. Ki harbe naflu al yedei ridosam. Many on the way down fell down and they didn't get up again. Rachmano litzlan, God should save us from that. Tzorch she'oz, shia kegibar. He's got to have tremendous strength, chazak, power. Again, tzorch siyata d'shmaya. Make sure that he holds on to himself while he's going down and remind himself that he shouldn't fall completely down, but rather he should strengthen himself. He'll overcome all these barriers and destroy them. And he'll be zoche to an aliyah, to go higher up. She is hapech hayirida l'aliyah. And when I read these words, that he should convert his Yerida to an Aliyah, I always think of the concept, the Gemara at the end of Yoma, of Tshuva Mi'ava, which Tshuva Mi'ava, Nasim Lo, Averos, Avonos, Kizochios. He, through that level of Tshuva Mi'ava, he transforms his Averos, his Yeridos, into Aliyos, into Mitzvos. And he says that Kodem Matan Torah, this is in the paragraph Vizos HaBechina, he writes, V'Kodem Matan Torah Ba Amalek. Interesting. When does Amalek come initially to attack the Jewish people? Before Kabbalah HaTorah. V'Yova Amalek V'Yilochem. Ki hu asone agodol She'orev al Yisrael Tamid, he's always attacking the Jewish people, trying to ambush them. He is the great antithesis, the hater, the adversary of Klal Yisrael. Bechol dar v'dar, bechol esu zman. Right, the Torah says, Zacharas asher asolcha Amalek. Zachar means constant awareness of Amalek. He's constantly trying to trip us up. Bechol dar v'dar, bechol esuzman, bechol pam, shetzrichem Yisrael lalos midarga ledarga. I achieved a certain level of nasa v'nishma. Now I want to go higher. At that moment, Amalek is going to attack me. And oz tzarch sheyelo yerida kodem aliyah. He's going to have a yerida as a result of the attack of Amalek. Ubishas Yerida Adam Oz Biemis Bisakoni is in danger of the Oz who Orev Yisrael Miskabi Vitok Rishosu Sanoso Hakazok Yisrael Ubazed Dafkali Lochim Bi Yisrael Now he's attacking Yisrael when they are on the low point. After Vayisu Mirafidim, Chazal say that they had a rifyon, they were on a down point. That's the moment in which Klal Yisrael are most vulnerable in a dangerous situation, and that's when Amalek knows to attack us. The Kodem Kabbalas HaTorah, before they had the Torah to strengthen them. And there would be a Yerida, a Rifyon Yodayim in HaTorah. Ata Oyef Yogeya V'lo Yorei Elokim. We read it just yesterday. We are weak. We don't have the Torah. We haven't yet achieved the Torah and received it at our Sinai. We are Yogeya. And we are Lo Yorei Elokim. We don't have yet the year of God. That's when Amalek attacks us. Vayavo Amalek Vayilochem B'Yisrael. And that's paragraph number 7, which is on two sides of the page. But really, okay, we don't have that much time, but I had really wanted to study paragraphs number 7 to 13. I don't know, maybe that didn't come out in my email, so I apologize for that. But in paragraph number 8, Rabbi Nosson goes back to the original Torah, Chav Beis, number 22, of Rabbi Nachman. And he says that on the Pasuk in Dvarim, Perek Dalet, it says, Vodatam levanecha ulibnei banecha, which means that Torah has to go from the father to the son, from one generation to the other, ulivnei banecha, and even to the grandchildren. And we have to reveal the creation of God, which is called Nasa, in every generation, the Av Leben, transmitting it through the generations. What does it mean, the Av Leben? He writes that the dimension of the Av is called Nasa, whereas the Ben is called Nistar or Nishma. Here's where Amalek comes in. Amalek wants to attack us and break up this continuity of Av Leben. So let's go over this one more time. The Av is Nasa. Just one second. Bechinas ha-nasa shel ha-av, hu bechinas nishma, bechinas nistar legabe ha-ben. Right? If you remember, we discussed one person in comparison to the other. So one person already reaches nasa with a nishma to the other person. To the other person, it's nistar. To the ben, it's beyond his comprehension. The Ben has not yet been taught. He doesn't know. It's nistar for him. It's away from him. It's mufla mimenu. The Av has already achieved a level of nasa, which is a higher level, that corresponds to the nishma of the Ben. And Haman, who's Mizera Amalek, who's the Orev LiYisrael Tamid, and when does Haman attack the Jewish people? B'eis ha-yerida kodim aliyah. So he's going to break up this midar lidar of odatim levanecha libnei banecha. He's not going to allow the Av, who has reached the higher level of Naseh, to uplift the Ben from his level of Nishma. And that's why the Melchama against Amalek is Midar Lidar. Midar Dar, because he, Amalek, is trying to break up the Dar Lidar. Now the Pasuk says, Mardechai Yoda es kol asher Nasa. Now again, if you compare Nasa to Nishma, right, the Nasa is the lower level that's trying to achieve a nishma on a higher level, to comprehend that which is nistar. So Mordechai Yoda Es Asher Nase, he understood that when we get to the level of Nase, we're going down, trying to reach up to a Nishma, to a higher level of Nishma. And he understands, Mordechai, Es Kol Asher Nase, that at that moment, when we get to the critical crossroads of trying to get from Nase to a higher level of Nishma, that's when we're going to have a Yerida. That's when Haman is going to attack us. Hu Yada Kol Zos Veheir B'Yisrael, he gave a certain supernal light to Israel. Lebal Yisyashu Atzvo Min Arachamim, that even though they may have fallen in this Yerida, nevertheless, they should never despair, never give up. Ki ha'ikar, the main point of our avoda, is b'yesha adam nofel b'yesha yirida v'afilu im nichshal chas v'sholem mi'od, he's very guilty of a serious crime. Nevertheless, avol pichen osu lo liyayish atzvo min arachamim, he should never despair of divine compassion. U'kamosh asa Mordechai oz, Mordechai goes out. He wakens up the people. He arouses them to understand that we are at a point of Yerida, but we can, without despairing, know that God's Rachmim will allow us to reach again a level of Aliyah. And with regard to Klal Yisrael, says, B'kol makom shadvar ha-melech v'doso magia, God hears the call, the za'aka, the za'aka gedola, through Mordechai of Klal Yisrael. And as a result, the Yerida is transformed into an Aliyah gedola. And that Aliyah gedola is Purim. On Purim, zachu lekabolas haTorah michadash, kimu v'kiblu, they re-accepted the Torah. And this is all through Mordechai, because Mordechai yada es kol asher naseh. Shayodea es kol bechinos hanase. He understands. What do you say? Well, he knows all the dimensions of nase that are going to facilitate climbing to the next level of nishma, from nase to nishma. Correct, because the nase here is the beginning of nishma. It's the Keresh Kvitza, as we call it in modern Hebrew. You know, it's going to give us the energy for us to project us from Nasa to a higher level of Nishma. As we said before, we always go from a Nishma to a level of Nasa, and Nasa gives us a projectile to reach a higher level of Nishma. Ki Mordechai yodes kol asher nase, she yodes kol abechino she nase, mitchilu vatzo, she yodeo masikas hanase gavoa biyoseh. Utrichim lasos b'chol pam, every time we get to a level of nishma, we got to get from that level of nishma, project us to a higher level of nasa. Nimtza, shezochim b'chol pam lizgalus, v'yediya chadosha, shubachinas, right, so you get to a level of nishma, and then from there to nasa, nasa projects you to a higher level of nishma. You're now in a higher level of Nase. And And Hashem Yisbarach Barachmav Hamruvim Choshav Meirachal Glahati Vachriso Vizel Bechinas Hayomim Ha'elu Nizkarim V'Nasim Bechol Dor V'Dor. Nizkarim V'Nasim is equal to Nishma V'Nasim. Right? Nizkarim is Zecher, which is in the mind, in the comprehension. That's Nishma, to remember that which is concealed. And then Nizkarim v'nasim. Nasim means from Nishma, from Zikaron, we project ourselves to Nasa, to a higher level of Asiyah. ובכל אש שצריכים להמשיך הסוגס התורה מנשמע ולנעשה, which is בחינס בכל דור ודור, every generation we want to project ourselves from one level of nishma to a higher level of nasa, and from nasa to a higher level of nishma. Haynu mi'av leben, midor ledor, b'chinas milchama l'ashem ba'molek midor v'dor. We are constantly, in every generation, fighting that battle against Amolek. To go from a level of nishma to a higher level of nasa, and from nasa to a higher level of nishma. And even if when we get to the level of Nasa, we have a Yerida and Amalek is going to attack us, we have to fight back and defeat Amalek. Milchama l'Hashem me'Amalek midor ledor. And that's what Purim is all about. Purim is Zochim la'sogas nishma v'nasa, heim av uba uben, b'chinas dor ledor. The Oz Zochim Shenis Hapchin Kol Eiridos Le'Aliyos. On Purim, we can transform all the downs up to ups. And how is this connected to Minei Tzchok Uschok Sha'osim B'Purim? He tells you to look in the Ramon Shulchan Aruch Tafresh Tzadi Vav L'Rameis Sha'oz B'Yimei Purim O'Ela Malim kol mine yiridos vikatnus. Right, when we act like children, maybe we're on the influence also of Adelo Yoda of Puria, Chayav Inish Lipsume. So that is like typical of yiridos. Vakol ishapik achsha v'nasim is a Torah. From that katnus, from that tzchok, we can achieve Torah. A nasa v'nishma. V'akol nishapech achshav v'nasa mizeh Torah ki ha-yurida nishapech l'aliyah b'chinas yurida tachlis aliyah. And we're always going to achieve a higher level of nishma. And now he ties this to the meaning of the word Purim. Eis lasos l'ashem heferu sorasecha. What is eis lasos l'ashem? Eis lasos Hashem means now is the time of nasa v'nishma, of nishma v'nasa. Nishma keneged nasa. And all this is called eit lasot l'Hashem eferu toratecha. What is eit lasot? Lasot is the b'china of nasa. And l'Hashem, which is the nistaras l'Hashem Elokeinu, is the b'china of nishma. The Bechina of Toras Hashem. And that means we're absolutely connected to God who is infinite. And then when we get Eis Lasot Lashem, and from Asiya, we achieve Nishma of Toras Hashem Lashem. Heferu Sarasecha. What's Heferu Sarasecha? Heferu Sarasecha means a Yerida, which is again the precursor of an Aliyah. And that's what Chazal speak about, Bitula Shel Torah Zel Kiyuma. It's Heferu Sarasecha. The Yerida is for the Tachlis, for the purpose of Aliyah. And that's Purim. Purim is Miloshan Heferu. It's the same letters as Heferu Sarasecha. And that's the Katnus and the Mili Deshtusa, the Schok and the joking around on Purim is a Yerida for the purpose of Aliyah. And that's Heferu Sarasecha. So even when we're in a state of Yerida and now there's a tokef of Haman of Amalek to attack us, nevertheless, dafka through this Yerida, Heferu Sarasecha, we're going to achieve an Aliyah. Ki ikar inyan ha-purim, the essence of Purim, is this dimension of yirido l'tachlis ha-aliyah. And the pasuk says, u'maymar ester kiyem, divrei ha-purim ha-ele, v'nichtav b'sefer. What's Divrei HaPurim? He's going to emphasize the word Divrei HaPurim. Divrei is Divrei Torah. And we're talking about Torah Hashem. Torah Hashem is the Bechina of Nishma. But it says, Divrei HaPurim Ha'ela V'nichtav Ba'Sefer. What's V'nichtav Ba'Sefer is the Bechina of Nasa. Sefer is always the Bechina of Asiya. So we start with Divrei, and we end with Asiya. V'nichtav Ba'Sefer. And that's what Kriyas HaMegillah is all about. The Megillah is gavah ma'od. It's very, very high, very elevated. And it's the bechina of nishma. And on Purim, we want to go from Kriyas HaMegillah, from nishma to the level of nasa. And what's the asiya? The asiya is shalosh mitzvos, mishloach manos, matonis levyonim, and Mishteh. So the Megillah metaphorically represents those Divrei Torah that are Nistar. There's nothing in the Megillah that indicates the name of God. It's all Sipurim, it's all stories and records. It's all Benistar, it's the Bechina of Nishma. And from the Megillah of Nishma, we are projected to reach a higher level of Nasa and achieve the mitzvos asiyos, those mitzvos that we mentioned earlier, mishloach manos, matonos avyonim, simchu, mishteh, that form the backbone of the asiyah of Purim. And at the end of this presentation, we don't have time for this now, Rabbi Nosson goes into a discussion about the word bizmaneim in the Megillah, which means that for the Bnei HaKfarim, those who live in the outlying small villages, we could read the Megillah even before Purim, on Yud Aleph, Yud Beis, Yud Gimel. Who's going to read it for them? It's the Bnei HaKrochim, the big cities, because in the big cities we have what's called Asara Batlonim. These are the tzaddikim, and they could enlighten and inspire the Bnei HaKfarim by reading the Megillah for them. And achieving a level of nishma, and the nasa will come later on the day of Purim. So I'll just end with a tefillah, with a prayer, that we should be zocher this Purim to a level of kabbalas haTorah, of re-accepting the Torah, of nasa v'nishma anew, to understand that when Amalek attacks us at the moment of Yerida, when we are at the crossroads between a nishma and a nasa, we have to be careful and vigilant, zochrei sesher chalo, to overcome that azus of the sitra achra and achieve an azus of kedusha, to be inspired by the Esther of Haster Aster and the Mordechai of Asiya, because Mordechai yodes kol asher nasa, and to achieve from that yerida an aliyah, such that the yerida itself becomes part of an aliyah. And that's what we achieve by combining and integrating the Kriyas HaMegillah Purim with the Mitzvah Asiyas Hayom, by integrating the Bechina of Esther, which is Haster, which is Nishma, together with the Nasa of Mordechai, and achieving Nasa V'Nishma Michadash, brand new commitment, a beautiful acceptance, B'Ava, of the Torah, such that now it's Kimu v'Kiblu, a brand new Nasa v'Nishma. That's the level we're aspiring to reach on Purim and this year, Ken Yiratzon.